I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Advocacy groups representing three states, including Alabama, want changes to a national form regarding proof of citizenship to register to vote. The 30 groups want a federal elections official to throw out the rule in Alabama, Georgia, and Kansas. The group sent a letter to the new executive director of the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, arguing the impact would be particularly significant because 2016 is a presidential election year when people typically register in greater numbers. Among those signing the letter were nonprofits Common Cause and Public Citizen and the NAACP. Valentine's Day is this Sunday, and for some couples, it's a time for exchanging cards and chocolates. For others whose relationships aren't working out, APR student reporter Jessica Hearn reports on the costs for untying the knot.
The financial advice website GoBankingRates.com did a state-by-state breakdown of the cost for getting a divorce in the U.S. The study looked at factors like divorce fees in each state and the average cost of hiring an attorney to end a relationship. Alabama ranked in the bottom half of the U.S., including the District of Columbia. The divorce filing fee in our state is $208, which is just under the national average of $215. The study says hiring a divorce attorney in Alabama costs $294. That's just $2 over the national average. The minimum divorce processing time is 210 days. For APR News, I'm Jessica Hearn in Tuscaloosa.
A new study on places to retire has good things to say about Alabama, but some problems as well. The financial website WalletHub ranked the 50 states and the District of Columbia as retirement destinations. Alabama was in the lower half, coming in at number 35. The study zeroed in on 24 factors like affordability in a certain state, along with quality of life and availability of health care. WalletHub analyst Jill Gonzalez says affordability was given weight for several reasons.
When we were talking to both academic experts and retirees in general, they really seemed to think that affordability was a huge factor here. I mean, you're retired, you're living on a fixed income, so the cost of living is really going to play a huge and major role in this.
Gonzalez says Alabama did well on affordability. She says the availability of quality health care is where the state falls short. Mostly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy skies in central and west Alabama this evening with lows in the mid-30s, and mostly clear skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the lower 50s. I'm Mackenzie Bates reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.